I'm Alan Lytle with a 91.3 WUKY News in-depth report. With its picturesque views, steep tradition, and hospitality, it's little wonder people across the region look forward to spending an afternoon at Keeneland, especially during the fall race meeting. Recently, 10 area children and their families did just that. Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman introduces us to some of the participants of the track's 10th annual Make-A-Wish Day.
The plush Phoenix Room at Keeneland is noisy and bustling. It's headquarters for the Make-A-Wish Day kids and their families and connections. Keith Lerme is a wish dad and VP and director of the Kentucky chapter of Make-A-Wish.
This is an amazing partnership. It has granted over 75 wishes and raised over $750,000 in 10 years.
The Make-A-Wish Day at Keeneland is a collaboration between the track and local thoroughbred farms and organizations. It's an easy cause to get behind, kids with horrible illnesses, but everyone goes way above and beyond to make today a really special day. John Greeley is reluctant to take the credit, but 12 years ago, this was his brainchild.
I was sponsoring Make-A-Wish Children, but I was the type of person I didn't want my name put on it. I wanted to do everything kind of anonymously, but Make-A-Wish, it came to me and asked me how I can get the horse business in. So I went to a couple fundraisers, and they said, look, one thing you have to understand, people that donate money, it's a lot easier if you can put their name on something. So I came up with this idea of coming to Keeneland. I came to Keeneland, came up with this idea, told them I would raise all the money, get all the sponsors for all the farms. And Nick Nicholson was the president at that time, and he said, that's a great idea, but we're going to make it 10 times better. And, you know, if I tried to partner with anybody else, it probably wouldn't have worked. But Keeneland took it and they ran with it, and it's incredible.
It is indeed incredible. Some of the kids have already had their wishes granted. Everything from Disney cruises and Disney World vacations to pirate ships and tree houses, and some are still waiting for their dreams to come true. Science and medical opinion agrees that a wish experience can influence a kid's physical health. It improves their quality of life, and wish kids feel stronger and more energetic and are more willing to comply with difficult but vital treatment regimens. Parents and medical professionals describe the wish experience as a frequent turning point in wish kids' battles for health. Keith Lerme.
It's everything. You know, when a life-threatening disease parks into your life or knocks on your front door, it tears at your child, it tears at your family, it tears at your employment. Can devastate you financially, and then extended family, grandparents, everybody cares and loves these kids. So to have a week to go away or to do something or receive something that they can't afford or your child needs special to continue their journey, it's everything. There's nothing more I could be appreciative than, other than the surgeon that removed the tumor from my daughter's brain, than Make-A-Wish putting a smile back on her face. I knew she was back when I saw that smile and gave me a rock star wave in a limousine. And I hadn't seen that smile in a year. And I looked at my wife and I was like, you know, she's back. She's going to kick cancer. And we needed to be able to say that. Because for 4 or 5 years, you know, you pray, you hope, and you don't know. So it means a ton to the parents.
Bailey comes from a large family. She's 14 years old and recovering from a malignant brain tumor. She and her family recently enjoyed a vacation at Disney World, courtesy of Make-A-Wish.
It was great. They treated us like royalty. We had the genie pass. I mean, it was great. We really had a good time. Yeah.
Her dad, Steve, was at Keeneland with her.
That is really a fascinating experience to be able to bring your family together and not worry about where you're going to be, how you're going to be able to afford different things. To do something special for her was a blessing to us and our family. It was absolutely amazing. It's hard to even express in words how truly grateful we are for not only Make-A-Wish, but how they treat all their children that have endured some of the unfortunate circumstances that have happened to them. So it was, we're just truly amazed, really are, and very grateful. And it's really the first time, I guess, in a number of years that we were all together as a family. Yeah. You know, to go on a vacation. We hadn't done that in a long, long time, so that was really fascinating, yeah.
For parents, today is a day to see their children celebrated, but also to spend time with other parents, family members and carers in similar situations. Likewise, upstairs in the Phoenix Room, there's no stigma attached to illness, and the kids know that they're among friends and equals. As well as having her wish granted, Bailey's relishing her day out at the races.
Well, yeah, the horse farm was great. I love horses. I've done horseback riding lessons. My whole room used to be horses everywhere at one point. But, yeah, so I had a great time down there. And yeah, seeing them race is really cool, too.
And for the first time, Dr. Tom Badgett, a pediatric oncologist at UK who has 4 or 5 patients here today, has managed to get time off to join in the fun.
Oh, it's fantastic to see them outside of the hospital and outside a clinic having a great day and enjoying themselves and so excited. It's just amazing. I think that it provides kind of a respite and something to think about other than their disease and the treatments that they're going through, and something to get their mind off of it and think about the future. I think Make-A-Wish is a fantastic organization, and it deeply impacts my patients. And helps make their lives a little easier and more joyful as they're going through some pretty severe treatments.
Jaden is 15 years old, and she spent the morning observing surgeries at the Haggard Equine Medical Institute.
It was really fun. We saw the medical center, and we actually got to see some horses in surgery, so that was cool. We got to see where the foals would be, and I got to pet some horses. It was really fun. It was nice. I've never really seen a horse in person, so it was a great experience.
In another first, she's waiting for her wish to be granted, a shopping spree in Paris, France.
I know it's the fashion capital of the world, and it's so beautiful and so much culture. I think I've always seen the Eiffel Tower and the Mona Lisa in movies and pictures, and I think that would be a great life experience, you know. Just something, because I've never been out of the country, and that would be a perfect first time. I love to shop. I love clothes. I just love putting outfits together. I just love that.
6-year-old Caden has Ewing's sarcoma and has just returned from a Disney cruise in the Bahamas with his family.
It was really great, is one thing. And we stayed there for 4 days. And my favorite thing was the aqueduct, which is a big slide that goes around the whole boat.
He was torn between Disney World and the cruise.
And then they told me it ain't as much walking, and I had a foot hurting as leg at that point in time.
Not even Hurricane Irma and the ensuing waves could dampen Caden's enthusiasm, although his mum smiles at me ruefully and rolls her eyes as Caden gleefully reenacts her throwing up overboard.
The waves were about as half as the boat, its size of the boat. I was afraid I was going to bump my head and fall. He had to go from the show, and the curtains at the shows, they were amazing, but the curtains were shifting back and forth. Like, literally shifting without anything moving them.
A wild ride at first.
Yes.
There was a lot of characters.
Donald Duck and Pluto and Mickey and all kinds of characters.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
This year was Keeneland's 10th anniversary of their Make-A-Wish Day, and they've granted over 75 wishes so far. Reporting for 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.